From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl.
Thanks, everybody. We've got an exciting show for you today, but first, a correction, sort of. Last week on this show, we reported that the president, when asked to name the high point of his presidency, said it was when he caught, quote, a 7.5-pound perch on the artificial lake on his ranch. Well, it turns out that the world record for line-caught perch is about 4 pounds.
Uh-huh. I told you that.
Now, the White House says that President Bush really said that he caught a largemouth bass, and the Germans who were interviewing him translated it wrong. But last week, we looked at the official White House transcript of the interview, and I swear to you, it said perch. We checked again this week. Now it says bass. And I just want to say, if something happens to us, if Dick Cheney starts implying that NPR has weapons of mass destruction, remember us. Remember Carl. It said perch. Enough of that. Let's get started with the week's show. Call us up. Answer some questions about the week's news. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi,
who's this?
My name's Patty.
Hey, Patty, where are you calling from?
I am calling from the beautiful community of Sandpoint, Idaho.
I've heard of Sandpoint.
Yes.
Now, why have I heard of Sandpoint? Is it famous for one thing or another?
We're known for our Schweitzer Mountain, which is a ski resort.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Lake Pend d'Oreille, which mm-hmm. is one of the largest lakes in the Northwest.
Right.
And it's just a very, it's a diamond in the rough.
Oh, okay. Well, fabulous.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to our show, Patty. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to TV personality, Mr. Mo Rocca.
Hello. Hi, Patty.
Also say hello to a deputy editor for the Houston Chronicle and a blogger, Ms. Kerry O'Connor.
Hello, Kerry.
Hi, Patty.
And lastly, say hello to a humorist and author, Mr. Roy Blunt, Jr.
Oh, hi, Roy.
Hey, Patty.
Now, you're going to play Who's Carl This Time, Patty. Okay. Now, Carl Castle is going to read you 3 quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just 2 of them, of course, you'll win our prize. Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's exciting. Ready to go?
I think so.
All right. Now, your first quote is really a collection of quotes, all of them from conservative pundits who were expressing their displeasure with a certain politician after a speech he made this week.
Platitudes, non sequiturs, and recycled rhetoric.
And
long on blather and emotion, and amazingly short on actual solutions.
And
this is pure idiocy.
All of those loyal right-wingers were heaping scorn this week upon whom?
Oh, that would be, well, upon the immigration bill.
Yes, but specifically they were talking about a speech given by one person.
Well, if it's not Mr. Bush, then I don't know.
Well, fortunately, it is Mr. Bush. President Bush is plummeting in the polls, of course, and just 6 months before midterm elections, his conservative base is deserting him. What to do? Get tough on illegal immigrants. In a nationally televised speech on Monday, he said he would send the National Guard to defend our borders from the ongoing invasion of would-be busboys. But apparently he wasn't tough enough, to judge from the conservative reaction. Increasingly desperate to be liked by anyone, President Bush has now proposed invading Mexico, detaining every single worker, and tying their shoelaces together.
There's probably a perch joke in there somewhere.
Well, you know, the horrible thing is that he's not only lost his conservative perch, but he's lost his conservative bass.
Oh, very good. That's wonderful. That's great. Well, I thought we were floundering there for a moment. You really did a terrific job. That's a whale of a... Right. Or did I just switch over to
that's fine.
Fish?
Enough of that carping.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, Roy.
I'm not going to do any fish shtick.
Oh, God, that's wonderful.
Yeah. All right. Patty, here we go.
All right.
Here is your next quote.
We do not use the content of communications to decide which communications we want to study the content of.
That comforting reassurance came from someone who was trying to get a new job this week. Who was it?
Oh, that must be Mr. Michael Hayden.
Very good, yes.
Sure.
The Air Force General spent a lot of time at the nomination hearings for his new job, head of the CIA, by defending his actions at his old job when he ran the warrantless wiretapping program at the National Security Agency. As you heard, he told the senators that they never decided to listen in on what you were saying in private based on what you were saying because, frankly, what you were saying was pretty boring. Mm.
That quote was really confusing.
And yet it is what he said.
Yeah. It's the who's on first school of intelligence.
A little bit. All right, here is your last quote, Patty.
Okie doke.
Any thriller that can throw up the line, I have to get to the library fast, is in dire need of medical attention.
That from the Times of London was just a taste of the scorn heaped by critics on a much-anticipated movie opening this weekend. What's the movie?
Oh, that's got to be The Da Vinci Code.
Very good.
You know, I don't want to give away too much, but I've seen the movie. And that's the best line in the movie.
I think it's a conspiracy, actually. I think that Ron Howard intentionally made a bad film. And think about it, where his allegiance lies. Think about it. Opus Dei, Opie Taylor. I've been drawing connections. In fact, if you bear with me, I've been doing some anagrams. It's one of my hobbies. And Opie Taylor is an anagram for a pile to Roy. And think about it, it means that to somebody with the sensibility and the discernment of Roy, this is a pile of you-know-what. Mm. So he's made a movie really bad.
For Roy.
For me.
Well, yeah, but also as a favor to the Opus Dei.
It won't be the first pile that people have named for me. But I remember us being a lot more open to this movie last week.
Yeah. We were reserving judgment out of goodwill. Well, anyway, yes, The Da Vinci Code, the newest Ron Howard movie, premiered in Cannes. And instantly, the great debate over how damaging it would be to the Catholic Church was replaced by the debate over how bad it is. Is it Willow bad? Or merely, say, the live-action Grinch Who Stole Christmas bad?
Sounds like Gigli bad.
Yeah, it could be. I read this book. And I'm really, this is a hoax. 40 million people got together and said, wouldn't it be cool if we all bought this book and said it was the coolest book ever? It's like next we're all going to get together and decide that like Carrot Top is funny and get him a film deal. Carl, how did Patty do in our quiz?
Very well, Peter. Patty, you had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Oh, I am so excited.
That's great. Well, I'm glad you are, and I'm glad you played. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.